Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes at a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today, Jennifer Aniston does something a little bit different, taking on a dramatic role in Cake.
It's a symbol, I think, of grief and resolution of that.
I can certainly see why Jennifer Aniston wanted to take on this role of a woman who's injured seriously in a car accident and then goes through many, many months of painful rehab only to become addicted to painkillers.
And she's just so grief-stricken. I think it is a game changer. Everybody says that it is. I was leery because I had seen her in that 2005 film Derailed, which was another dramatic performance by Jennifer, and that film was pretty lousy. I mean, Rotten Tomatoes gave it 20%. But this film, she really does a great job.
I think she, is excellent. She's been nominated for a number of awards. But I think that this is a movie she produced because of that role. She knew that it would be a meaty part for her to really sink her teeth into, and she does. However, I don't think there's anything that, other than her performance, that really would make me want to recommend this movie.
Well, I agree on that. And I think, I mean, yes, she does a great performance. She's no Meryl Streep. But it's a big difference for Jennifer Aniston. I think she cleared up her stereotype of the comedian.
Yeah, it's a calling card for her. She wants to show other filmmakers that she can act. And so she manages to demonstrate that.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of the movie itself, it's only modestly successful.
Oh, yes. The plot line and the pace is very slow. It's easy to lose interest.
And I did.
Yeah.
I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.